part two, Stand Your Ground, Remnant Commissions, Remnant Requirements. We're talking about fearing God in Deuteronomy 10:20. To continue, this is part two. Fear him and serve him and cleave to him and swear by his name. But Jesus said, don't swear by heaven or earth, by Jerusalem or by his name. He said, just, you know, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Because your word is your bond. Keep your word. Deuteronomy 11:32 and 13:4 echoes this. Deuteronomy is full of the teachings of the fear of the Lord and your personal relationship with God and how you walk in his ways. Because in Hebrews, in the New Testament, it says these examples of them coming out of Egypt, the Hebrews coming out, and they knew God's will, but they didn't do it his ways. They didn't do it his way. Their hearts were wrong. And they didn't conduct themselves in the spirit of the Lord. And it was a mixed bag. And they got backlash from the enemy from it. They were out of order. Because they knew his will, but not his ways. Deuteronomy 7:19, read, and keep all the words of the law and fear him. Deuteronomy 28:58, observe all the words of the law in the book, fear his glorious and fearful name. Deuteronomy 3:16, be strong and courageous, and fear the Lord God who goes before you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. He will go before you. Deuteronomy 31:8. This is one of the scriptures to have in here. Hear them, hear, learn, and fear God, and observe the laws of the book. And this is about us and how we personally walk with God. And if we're walking in mixture, you know, we still got the world and the flesh running our lives. And we think that God's here, like James says, oh, you pray and you don't get what you want because you pray to spend on your lust. And you're being tested. Oh, and guess what? That's what really controls you, not the Spirit of God. Deuteronomy 33:14, I will go before you and give you rest. Amos 2:9, didn't I go before you and tell you to go after the Amori? Who were the Amori? They were giants. They were as tall as the cedars of Lebanon. And I said, he will cut. But we participate. Joshua and Caleb participating in the cutting of the, fruit and the root. And I will give you rest. Because the Lord God does the battle, if you let him. But if you're going to go out there and swing your little sword around, and it's not anointed, and you're not doing it God's way, like fencing, the art of fencing, because it's poetic in the move, fencing moves. And it testifies to the end of the anointing that the Lord is anointing your sword for battle and the sword of your mouth. Let's look at Samson as an example. He was a judge in Israel. All right. Thank you. We want to do Joshua 4:24. It's about the memorial for entering into the promised land of his deliverance. He is the Lord who is mighty in battle. Judges 6:10. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites. We're talking the giants in the land, the Amorites. The Nephilim. Yeah, they are here today. Just as in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so shall it be in the days. People will be eating and drinking and buying and selling and marrying and giving in marriage. And the end shall come, suddenly. Isaiah, 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord. Serve him in truth. Here's another qualifier. If you don't love the truth, and if you don't embrace it, you know, And God will send a strong delusion on you. And the foolish person, right? The foolish person, don't rebuke them. They'll despise you. But a wise man, if you rebuke him, will love you. He'll love you. 2 Kings 17:35. You shall not fear other gods. You shall not fear other gods. 2 Kings 17:39. Lord your God, you shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of all the hands of all your enemies. So fearing the Lord has encapsulated in this, is you're walking in covenant with him. You're keeping his commandments, his laws, and his ways. So if you get, you know, beat up by the enemy, and you say it's in the, oh, I paid this price for the Lord. No, because God will give you rest, and he'll do the battle. And he'll show you what to do. And if you're getting beat up, you're not doing it God's way. You are off. It's partial obedience. Well, I know as well, but I'm going to do it my way. Okay, good for you. First Chronicles 28:20. And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and have good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord, of which we are building now, the temple of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're not going to have another temple, thank you. If you're building another temple, you're off. So 2 Chronicles 14:14, fear of the Lord. And God smote the cities and spoiled them. 2 Chronicles, so this is about the Lord the warrior. 2 Chronicles 17:10 and 2 Chronicles 19:17, pretty much similar scriptures. Fear of the Lord upon you. Take heed, let there be no iniquity, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. What? Would you say that again, Kathleen? The fear of the Lord is upon you. Take heed. There should be no iniquity, no respecter of persons, nor taking of gifts. 2 Chronicles 20:29. It is the fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God, my beloved. Nehemiah 1:11. Psalm 2:11. Serve the Lord and fear and rejoice. Psalm 9:20. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. They are not. They're men. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Well, wait a minute. I thought you had to have covenant. So, no. It's the beginning of wisdom. And he will open up what the covenant means. And he's the one that enables us to keep covenant with him. It is him that wills to do his, it is his spirit that wills us to do his good pleasure. We want to please you, Lord. Psalm 27:11. Lord, my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 33:18 and Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord camps about them that fear him and delivers them. Psalm 34:9-11. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. And we could go Psalm 36:1-43, Psalm 86:11, Psalm 96:9. God has a lot to say about this. Psalm 102:15. This is a major key of scripture to walking with God, that you walk in love and that you fear him. That you want to please him. When you love somebody, you want to please him. You want to do everything for them. Psalm 103:13, Psalm 103:17, Psalm 111:10, beginning of wisdom. When you love somebody, you don't just want, well, I'll give you a little gift and that's it, it's fine. No, you lay down your life. There's no greater love than this. Everything is, well, oh, I'm, here it is, Luke 21, and this king sent out an invitation for the wedding supper of the Lamb, and the first person came to, oh, God, I just bought some land, and I don't have time. Could you excuse me? Well, that's okay, that's what you got. You want to go build your house and do everything else. I mean, we're camping, huh? Yeah, that's how we get out. We're not here, we're temporary sojourners. We're not planted here. And another one, they all have these excuses. Oh, I just got married. And okay, the law says you got married, you got 1 year before you have to go to battle. Psalm 115:11, ye that fear the Lord. So maybe we should go look at, I feel like we should go look at Psalm 21, Luke 21 right now. because this is about the laborers, those who are building the house, you know, those are called into ministry. And look, it's a gift to be simple, it's a gift to be free. Everything, according to the Shaker Quakers, everything that you do is supposed to be ministry. When it's not, then it's you pursuing your all the world, the flesh, and the devil. It's trying to get out of you. It's trying to get a hold of you. Oh, man. Mark von Summer. He spent his days in the temple. Okay, it wasn't Luke 21. Or it's not Luke. It's Matthew 22. And Yeshua again used, this is Jewish Bible complete. Yeshua again used parables and speaking to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. But when he sent his slaves to summon them, the invited guests to the wedding, they refused to come. So he sent some more of the slaves, instructing them to tell the guests, look, I've prepared my banquet, I've slaughtered my bulls and my fattened cattle, and everything's ready, come to the wedding. But they weren't interested, and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, and the rest grabbed his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. And the king was furious and sent his soldiers, who killed those murderers and burned down their city. And then he said to his slave, well, the wedding feast is ready, but the ones who were invited didn't deserve it. So go out to the street corners, invite them to the banquet, as many as you find, with the good in the wedding hall. So the slaves went out of the streets and got all the people they could find. The bad along with the good in the wedding hall was filled with guests. Okay, so we'll leave that at that. Thank you, Lord, for your instruction to us over these very, very important things. So we must, if we're summoned, we better go. And you better drop everything. No man hath left land, some mother, brothers, family, sisters, friends, all that, for my name's sake and the sake of the gospel, and they will not receive a hundredfold in this life and in the next. All right? So there's so much about this. I don't want to completely overburden you, but hey, don't you just love the Word of God? Let's go to Wujub. There's more. There's Psalm 115. Psalm 115, 11, they that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Psalm 115, 13, blessed are them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord is at my side, I will not fear. What can men do to me? Psalm 118, 16. Proverbs 8, 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Huh? Well, what's a forward mouth? Yeah, one who thinks they know I'm right. They're going to take control over it. We're going to name and claim it. We're going to decree and declare it. Are you sure? Are you sure that's what the Lord's saying? Are you sure that's how he's directing you? Because you better watch out. There's a place for appropriate battle, and there's a place where you're the seven sons of Scythia and you got beat up by the devil because you didn't have the authority and you weren't sent by the Lord and the anointing in which he does the battle. Okay, so we have strong confidence. He's the fountain of life. All of these proverbs. There's many, many proverbs about humility. By humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Proverbs 23 and 24. There's just so much. Proverbs 12:12, the wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. By the fear of the Lord, we cleave to him. He is our strength and our shield. He is our exceedingly great reward. Lord, search me and try me, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory and praise and strength and power, might do your name, for the glory belongs to the Lord. In Yeshua's name. God bless you.